What is up? Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took those paintings and that artwork and use it as inspiration to create journals and coloring books and t-shirts and even cards. I have some sneakers and some bomber jackets. Amen. And I no longer declare that I produce power from my pain because I don't have the ability to do that. Amen. I decree and declare that I am God resilient because if it was not for the Lord, amen, I would not be before you on today. God bless you. It is a wonderful day in the Lord. It is the first Monday in February. Amen, amen, amen. And we are just moving along in 2024 and what the Lord has for us. Amen. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. Amen. So you guys know that we are firing off on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. So let's do what we came to do, which is pray, process information from our devotional on today in God Resilient, and we will pursue God's word. Amen. So let's do what we know to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. Oh, Father God, on this day, we take up the shield of faith that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the enemy. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we activate our helmet of salvation that you will protect our minds and our thought, that we would have the mind of Christ. We activate the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, that you will guard our hearts, Lord God, that your word will be written on the tablets of our hearts, Lord God, that we will not sin against thee. The belt of truth is buckled around our waist on this day, Lord God, that your truth holds things up. Our feet are shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, that everywhere we go, everywhere the sole of our foot tread, oh God, we will bring your peace, because we know that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. Holy Spirit, wield thy sword. Oh, Father God, give us the word to say. You said that we don't have to worry if we have to stand before a judge, Lord God, because you will tell us what to say in that moment. Oh, Father God, and you are our rear guard. You are our rear reward, Lord God. We do not have to shrink back. We don't have to turn back, oh, Father God, because you guard our backs, Lord God. So, Father God, we stand before you and we thank you for the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your light, your wisdom, your revelation, your anointing, your mercy, your grace, your love, your protection, and your provision. Father God, we ask that you will speak to us and show us your word, show us your way. And Father God, I yield myself to you as a vessel, oh Father God, that you will flow through me and that you will have your way in me. Give me the words to say. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Deacon Johnson, it is wonderful to see you. Good morning and happy Monday to you. And God bless you, Gil and Terry. It is wonderful to have you on today. Amen. So this week's topic is the requirements of God. Amen. And on yesterday, we reviewed Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. We went back over that word, but when we see in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, there is a conjoining word of therefore. Amen. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, there is that conjoining word, therefore. When you have a conjoining word like therefore or but or yet, it conjoins the succeeding thought with the preceding thought. Amen. And we talked about that on yesterday. The succeeding thought of what occurred or what was written in Deuteronomy chapter 10, that word therefore connects the preceding thoughts of chapter 11. Amen. Because we understand that the Bible, it has addresses and locations for us to easily reference and to study the Word of God. However, it was not written like that in its original form. They were written as letters and songs and proverbs. Amen. And we put the addresses in the Bible to locate it. Amen. So even though you have Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, and you have Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 22, is not a different thought. It is the same train of thought. It is the same line of thought. And the word therefore connects the two thoughts together. Amen. So then we went back. God bless you, Rhonda. It is wonderful to see you this morning. So then we went back and we looked at Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 22. And then we had to understand, why did God tell us to remember and obey? So God gives specifics on how to obey in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 through 22. And there were 10 things or 10 ways that God wanted us to obey. We had to fear the Lord. We had to walk and walk by faith. Amen. We had to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart and with all of our soul. Amen. We had to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes. Amen. We had to circumcise our hearts. Amen. God told us not to be stiff-necked any longer. Amen. He told us to love the alien. Amen. Because we were once resident aliens ourselves. Amen. And it said to fear the Lord thy God and to worship him. God bless you, Pastor Carr. It is wonderful to see you this morning. And God bless you, Claudia Howard. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So we talked yesterday about the 10 requirements of the Lord. Now, how are we going to remember and obey if we don't know how to obey? If we don't know what God means when he says to obey? And so if we're going to remember and obey, then we gotta understand what it means and what the Word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, so that when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, we understand when the Word of God says, therefore, love the Lord your God and always keep his mandate and his statutes, ordinances, and commands. Amen. Amen. But that's not what we are going to necessarily talk about today. That is the recap from yesterday so that you can understand how God is leading us on today. Amen. And so God is like, okay, I want you to remember what I did for you. And I want you to obey. Remember what I did. Remember what you saw with your own eyes. Now, I want you to obey me, obey my mandate, obey my charges, obey my commands, obey my laws, obey everything that I tell you to do every day. So now let's turn to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. And just stay with me. You guys are going to understand where I'm going here. Amen. You guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. So now we're going from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament to the Epistle of James in the New Testament. Amen. So turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2 in the New Testament. Amen. And James, hallelujah. James chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. That is directly after Hebrews. God bless you, Dr. William Webb the Fourth. It is so wonderful to have you this morning. God bless you, man of God. And thank you, Terry, for putting James chapter 2, 14 through 18. Now let's read this. Amen. You guys are going to understand where we're going on today. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed, but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it doesn't have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works. Amen. Now, the key phrase for today is faith with works. Someone put faith with works in the chat. Now, why am I connecting these scriptures? Because from Deuteronomy 10 and 11 to James chapter 2, because we read all of the blessings that God wants, not even all of them. We read such just a portion of Deuteronomy chapter 11 a couple of days ago, and how God wants to bless us, and how there is a land, there is an inheritance for us, but there are things that we must do. Amen. In order to receive the inheritance, we must remember what God did and we must obey him. And so we learned, okay, there are requirements. There are things that God wants us to do in order to obey. There are things. And we read off those things. Fear the Lord. Walk, you know, in his statutes, walk in his love, walk in his ways every day, worship him, obey him. Amen. We read down the list. And so now we got to put the faith to work. We can't just read, amen, what he requires for us to do and not obey what he requires for us to do. Because faith without works is dead. It's not enough to know what he requires. God bless you, Sister Evelyn. It's wonderful to see you. It's not enough to know God's requirements. We must put it in action. And even in that list of requirements that we see in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 22, it says, and love the resident alien. Because you once yourselves was an alien in the land of Egypt. Love other people. Love the foreigner. Don't worship their gods. Excuse me. Don't do what they do. Don't follow their ways. You follow my way. You follow my statutes. You obey my commands. But love them. Love the resident alien. Amen. And then we see here in James chapter 1, that, hey, if you got a brother and a sister without clothes and they lack daily food and you tell them to go in peace and stay warm and be fed, it's like, but you didn't give them what they needed. You didn't activate your faith. You didn't activate your love. You didn't activate that I am a provider. You didn't activate it. How is that person going to believe that I am Jehovah Jireh, the provider, and here you are proclaiming my name, but you don't give them what they need? Hello, that doesn't make sense. You tell them to go in peace. How somebody gonna go in peace and they're naked and hungry? You gotta activate your faith. You gotta obey. You got to do what the word says in order to be blessed. Now, I say all of that to say is because God demonstrated this word in a dream last night. Amen. Listen, let him who have an ear hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. In my dream, I was in one scene doing one particular thing. I was like in a classroom, amen, with some students and some parents, amen. I transitioned from the classroom to something that appeared to look like an aisle in a grocery store, a refrigerated aisle in the grocery store where you open the door and you can pull out your frozen vegetables. Amen. Stay with me. And when I got to that aisle, there was a riddle, or there was like a word problem. And it stated, how many lemons and grapefruits will fill this carafe to make it filled with juice? How many lemons and grapefruits do you need to fill this entire carafe with its juice? Listen to what I'm saying. So I read this riddle and I'm like, So I'm looking around, and then on top of the refrigerator, remember, I'm in the grocery store, okay? It says, start here. So I look up and I read, start here. And so it had the arrow pointed down. So I open that one refrigerated door and I see a carafe. And I'm like, okay, there's a carafe. The carafe, I want to say, may have been 5 gallons. Okay, a carafe is like a large container or vessel that has like a dispenser at the bottom so that you can get the beverage out. Amen. You see them at like restaurants or events. Amen. Some of us who do like those, you know, real, like, I don't want to use the word ghetto, but you know what I mean? We got the big plastic red ones with the right white top when we have our cookouts. You know what I mean? So that's like a carafe. But this one was a little fancier. It was clear, etc. So then I said, okay, so I pulled the carafe out of the refrigerated like thing in this aisle, and I sit it on a table. Where did the table come from? I don't know, but I sit it on a table. So then I continue to look in the refrigerator and I see 3 bags. One has a bag of lemons with like 6 small lemons in it. Another has a bag of lemons with like 3 large lemons in it. And then there was another bag with just 1 grapefruit. And I said, okay. So then a thought came to me and said, all right, take the contents out of the plastic bags and put it in the carafe. So I said, okay. So then I began to look in all of the other refrigerators. Because remember, it resembled a grocery store aisle. That when you go down the refrigerator aisles, there's more than one refrigerator with doors. So then I start to see other bags of lemons and grapefruit. So I'm like, oh. So then I just start taking them out the plastic bag and I fill up the carafe to the top, put the top back on. But that's not all. Because the riddle stated how many lemons and grapefruit do you need to fill this up with juice? So then I sit down and then I'm like, oh, I gotta do math. I gotta take all of these contents out of the carafe. I gotta squeeze them, fill it with its juice, and then calculate how many I had of each in comparison to how much of the carafe I have left, then that will give me my answer. And in the middle of me trying to figure it out by myself, somebody came along and distracted me. And then I just carried on with the conversation with that person. Because it started off and was like, oh, you're almost there. Oh, you've almost figured it out. And then I woke up and I said, Lord, what is this dream about? Because when I tell you, it was so crystal clear. And I said, God, what is this dream about? And this is what I got. That God gives us instructions. Sometimes we don't fully understand it. There was a question. There was a question that was on this piece of paper. Sometimes we have questions for the Lord. Life, we question life. We question God. We question the word. And asking questions is not a bad thing. If you lack wisdom, seek the Lord. We have questions. And then God will show us the answer. There was a sign that says, start here. I saw the sign. I obeyed the sign. Now, God did not give me every single instruction along the way. Well, God, do I turn right? Well, God, do I open up the refrigerator? Well, God, do I pull the lemons out? Well, God, do I pull the grapefruit out? Well, God, do I take it out the plastic bag? God did not give me every single instruction along the way. But what he did say was, start here. That's what he said. Start here. And I started there. And because I took the first step, because I followed the first instruction with start here, the answers started to unfold. It started to come to me. It started to make more sense. Hallelujah. Yes, husband, we see in part. But God will give you the first instruction. Follow the first thing God tells you to do. And when you follow the first instruction, start here. Then you will get the revelation of what to do next. That start here will get you to a certain point. And what did it do for me? It got me to the point that I was able to find all of the lemons and all of the grapefruit that filled the carafe. And the moment I said to myself, oh, all I got to do is X, Y, and Z. All I got to do is take all of the lemons and the grapefruit out, squeeze them, get to do boom, 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 boom. That's when I got distracted. That's when someone came and distracted me. Because when I got to that point, I did not ask God for the next direction. I started to try to figure it out for myself. And the moment I started to try to figure it out for myself, the distraction came. God bless you, cuz. Amen. It's wonderful to see you this morning. That's when the distraction came, when I started to try to figure it out on my own. Oh, honey, I was going. Oh, honey, I had my calculation. Oh, I was like, oh, all I got to do is this. And all I got to do is that. And I started taking the lemons out. Amen. I started taking the lemons and the grapefruit out. Amen. And then I was like, oh, I got to find a lemon squeezer or juice squeezer to get the juice out. And I'm like, but Dave, well, how long is that going to take? I was unconsciously saying these things to myself as I was taking the lemons and the grapefruit out. God wants you to start where He told you to start. God has given a specific instruction. Amen. Terry says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Hubby William says, God is talking to somebody. I pray He is. Amen. Where did God tell you to begin? Faith without works is dead. You're not, as William, my husband, said, we see in part. God told you to do one thing. Start there. Obey that command. Obey that statute. Obey that. And when you start there and you get into agreement with God there, He is going to show you, is things are going to start coming to you. The pieces of the puzzle is going to just start to appear. But then you must recognize the moment that you start trying to figure it out on your own, the moment you start trying to figure it out on your own, that's when you got to go back to God. That's when you be like, okay, God, I did what you told me to do up until this point. What is the next step? What is the next direction? Because if you don't do that, you will become distracted. And then you will get off course and you will start doing things your way. Or you will completely walk away from what God told you to do. And you'll carry on a conversation with somebody else. And that conversation will continue, will take you off course. And you done forgot about the carafe. You forgot about the lemons and the grapefruit. And you forgot about the question. You were trying to answer a question. That question represents prayers. That question represents those things that you bring before the Lord. Don't get distracted. God is providing the answer. It's just not coming the way that you thought it was going to come. God heard you, but you must obey the first instructions that He provided. Amen. Whew. Y'all talk to me. We're at that time. Amen. But I'm asking you guys, hallelujah, Deacon Johnson, God bless you. Was that revelatory? Did that make sense? Amen. Y'all talk to me in the chat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was that plain? Was that clear? Amen. Follow the first instruction. Start here. Wherever here is for you, you know where here is. God told you to do something. Amen. God gave you an instruction. Amen. Your faith without works is dead. You got like, you're not going to get to the blessing. God can't answer the prayer if you don't do the first thing. Amen. Okay. Yes. Amen. Cause Terry says yes, totally. 100%. Amen. Hubby Williams says God is giving special instructions. Amen. God bless you. And Terry says first things first. Yes. First things first is obey the first thing he told you to do. Amen. It's faith with works. Start here. Oh my God. Put in the chat. Start here. Rhonda says, God direction is never wrong, even when it doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. Oh, Deacon Johnson says, crystal clear. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So y'all, that is what we have for today. Thank you for staying with me. I know we connected Deuteronomy chapter 10 and 11 with James chapter 2. I understand we went from one end to the other. I understand. But with that dream that God gave, it connected the two. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Start here. My husband says, sometimes the voice we are following is not of God. The question is, who are you talking to? I know that's right. Or who are you listening to? Amen. Evelyn says, we can't do anything without the Lord. You got that right. Pastor Carr says, this was for me. Sometimes we get stubborn. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Start here. Where is your here? Your here is different from my here. Remember, my here was do Jesus calling. That was in 2022. And I'm like, what? You guys know the story. What? I got this. Why am I doing somebody else's revelation and all the revelation that you have given me, all the knowledge I have, and you're telling me to start there? And I did, but then I veered off. I got distracted. I did other things. I wanted to do my thing. Amen. And I'm not saying that I didn't pick up lessons along the way. I'm not saying that, because I did. I learned a lot of things when I veered off. But when I realized that I was off, I'm like, okay, God, I need to get back in place. Amen. We veer off sometimes. Sometimes it's the Lord that we veer off. Sometimes it's not God, but God will still use it all. I needed to veer off. I needed to go in a different direction. I learned a lot of stuff. A lot. And I'm implementing some of the things that I learned along the way. I can't say if it was me. I can't say if it was God. I don't know. Some of it was, some of it wasn't. But what I do know is I clearly heard when God said, start with Jesus calling. Start here. I remember that. And I started July 2022. Amen. And the fact that I got back in line with Jesus calling means that God did not change the direction. He didn't change the direction. Because when it came back in my spirit, it's like, okay, God, yes, you did tell me to do that. And I pray I'm helping somebody. Because we all get off sometimes. We'd all get off the path sometimes. Amen. It happens to the best of us. Amen. But God is so gracious. He's so merciful that he will remind you. Remember what I said. Go back. Do the first thing I told you to do. And look what happened. I did it. And now I have my own devotional that God gave me. Not something that I made up, because I had a weekday devotional. Amen. I had a weekday devotional that I put together targeting a married woman. You guys remember my prominent women? I was seeking, I was searching, like, okay, God, who am I called to? God, what do you want me to do? I know there's a place for me in the marketplace, but what is that place specifically? What is my message? Who am I called to? What am I supposed to do? And I had to go through the process. I probably went the long way. I probably did not have to go all of those different ways, but I did pick up something along the way. I'm not saying that it was the right way. I'm not saying that. But I did learn some things along the way. And when I began to get to my end is when God was like, I told you to do Jesus calling. And it was less than a month, or right at a month's time, that I was obedient. And then God blessed me with God resilient. So the moment that he gave me the instructions, and I said, well, God, why am I doing somebody else's? Don't I have enough within me that you can give me my own devotional? But it was the obedience that God wanted. To whom much is given, much is required. Oh my God. And you must do it God's way. You must be obedient to God's command. Yes, Rhonda says you are helping. God bless you. William said his word never comes back void. Amen. Amen. All things work for the good. Amen. Yes, Pastor Carr. Amen. We must do it God's way and stop trying to figure it out. And the moment I got back in line with what God wanted me to do, he blessed me. But he told me to start somewhere. Even if I didn't understand it, start here. And my here was Jesus calling. Where is your here? You have a start here. Do that. Put that into action. Put your faith there. God, I don't understand, but I'm going to do what you say. God, I don't even want to do it. My heart is not into it. But God, prepare my heart. Get my heart and my will in alignment with your will and your command. Until we become one, until my will becomes one with your will, and my desire becomes one with your desire. And the moment my desire became one with God's desire is when God blessed me. Terry says, thank you, Lord. Speak to us. Deacon Johnson said, God's instructions requires much responsibility. Yes, it does. Because my other thing was, God, how am I going to do something every day? Every day? Child, I had a whole lot of questions. Every day? Child, you want me to do this every day? I don't get a day off. maybe it's just me. You know, maybe it's just me. But I be having whole conversations with God, okay? I wish I was at the point where I could just say, okay, God, whatever you want, not there yet, okay? Not there yet. So I just, again, start here. Do the first thing that the Lord told you to do. Amen. And God is going to bless you. And it took 2.5 years for God to bless me with my own devotional. 2 and a half years. If you don't believe me, go back. No, I'm sorry. 1.5 years. One and a half years. Excuse me. Not two. 1.5 years. It probably would have been sooner if I would have just stuck with it. It may have been sooner. I don't know. So I just pray that God blesses you. You get with the Lord. You get back with the Lord. If you forgot what he told you, because sometimes that happens, Lord, remind me what you told me. God, prepare my heart. God, I can't do this without you. Get me in line, God. Change my attitude. Turn my will and my desire to match yours. Amen. God bless. God bless you, Deacon Johnson, as well. Amen. All right, y'all. That's all that we have for today. I love you. God bless you. I will see you tomorrow. Amen. God bless, God willing. Mwah. Have a wonderful day.